The gubernatorial primary is the first election for statewide office since Ohio supported Donald Trump in 2016. That means we could soon learn a lot about Ohio's Republican voters and the real impact Trump has had on state politics. The Republican gubernatorial ballot has gone through several changes since this race started. What was once a four-person race is now a two-person battle between Mike DeWine and Mary Taylor. Taylor was a state lawmaker and the state auditor before becoming Governor John Kasich's lieutenant governor for the past 7 years. She says the 2016 presidential election was a clear indication that voters wanted something different. So her strategy has been to reach out to the so-called Trump voters.
They want to know that the candidate they're choosing is in fact going to not only campaign as a conservative, but govern as a conservative. And they also want to know that they're going to challenge the status quo. And my record says that I am willing to challenge the status quo in the establishment.
DeWine has spent decades in public service. He's been attorney general since 2011. Before that, he was a U.S. senator and lieutenant governor. When asked if he's worried about being tagged as the establishment politician, he says voters don't pay attention to labels.
And what people tell me is, look, we want to know what you're going to do to make my life better, what you're going to do to make my kids' lives better, how are you going to fix the education problem, what are you going to do with this horrible, horrible opiate problem?
While DeWine started this campaign focused on the issues, his strategy did take a turn while he and Taylor started trading blows with negative ads.
Career politician Mary Taylor is lying again. The press calls her attacks on Mike DeWine false and misleading.
Illegals and their drugs are flooding into Ohio.
Who will stop them?
D.C. DeWine voted to give them amnesty.
Polls have shown DeWine with a strong lead the entire race. But both candidates have spent nearly $5 million each on this tough primary fight. Taylor has made gun owner rights and the Second Amendment a cornerstone of her campaign. At a pro-gun rally on the State House steps, with a shotgun slung over her shoulder, Taylor distanced herself from DeWine and even her former running mate, John Kasich.
So here is our message to John Kasich, Mike DeWine, and every other establishment politician. Come and take it!
As Taylor notes, DeWine has received poor reviews from the NRA based on his voting record on gun control measures in the U.S. Senate. While he's endorsed by the Buckeye Firearms Association, Taylor is backed by Ohioans for Concealed Carry. DeWine says he's been an advocate for gun owners, such as working to expand reciprocity. But when he's pressed on possibly supporting some gun control measures,
We're open to anything that is in fact reasonable, that does actually accomplish something.
The question every candidate running for governor must answer is how they'll address Ohio's widespread opioid epidemic. Although Medicaid expansion has helped treat hundreds of thousands of Ohioans with addiction recovery, Taylor says those programs are economically unstable.
I will, as governor, I will propose and I will fight for a ballot initiative put before the voters of the state of Ohio to incentivize the private sector to build out the continuum of care that's needed for all of those living in addiction today, to give them real help and hope and healing so that they can live their God-given potential.
DeWine has implemented different programs to fight the opioid epidemic through law enforcement, with additional events with local groups.
We're only going to be successful in saving lives if we really focus at the local level. So I put together a team to go out and to help local communities really come up with grassroots efforts.
DeWine agrees that Medicaid is economically unstable and hopes Congress will make changes that allow his administration to redesign the program. Both DeWine and Taylor in their ads have tried to position themselves as allies of President Trump. Taylor has attended all three of the president's trips to Ohio in the past year. While DeWine did not go to those events, he did travel to D.C. to take part in a meeting with the Trump administration regarding opioids. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.